Hello, this is Kimmy Beach from Red Deer, Alberta. I'm going to read two poems from my latest book from Turnstone Press called Fake Paul. The first poem is called Bass Guitar Frenzy. Future Mom, Basement Suite, My Grandparents' Home, 9 February, 64. Ed Sullivan stooped, taut, wooden sweep of his right arm. Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles! He introduces you and all your lovin'. George flirts, tilts his head forward, flashes his uneven teeth to the camera at John's left. Another camera finds a modest white collar poking out at a throat, her hands out of her control, digging in her hair, tearing, then flailing either side, her mouth screaming. John sings, laughing, his face a little worried. Girls in sweater sets scream, dance precariously at the balcony's edge. A sea of fake pearls, cat's eye glasses. One shrill voice calls to Ringo. You play. Cover your belly with the body of your Hofner. Studio lights ping from the guitar. This one, shaking her head along with yours. Wide, white headband and blonde hair. A man's silver ring on her right hand. Checkered dress, dimples. Her bangs graze her eyes. She falls back into her chair. One hand moves her laughing hair left, then right. She is overcome. Her breath in little spurts. A sob now and again through tears. She knows that's how you would toss your head while you made love to her. That stiff collar thrown to a corner, exaggerated head shake, a blue movie star when he comes. You rarely look at the camera, but once you glance into my mother's eyes from beneath a sweep of black brow. My mother, sitting on the scratchy brown of the old sofa, facing an oval black and white screen of bobbing guitars, sweaty British temples and wrists. A sofa fragile with spindle legs on protective foam discs. How she must have felt that sofa shiver in a bass guitar frenzy. The screaming peaks, wet studio seats, chair backs break, guards hold back girls who know in that moment love will protect them. When they jump from the gallery to the stage below, their love will keep them unharmed. When they fall before you looking for souvenirs, crushed jelly babies, drops of sweat. In the first balcony, a girl dreams herself floating down to you before she can be stopped. She throws one leg over the railing. Her friends grasp at the edges of her skirt, tear at the hem as they try to catch her, swings her other leg over, and slips off the tarnished banister. Below her, a sea of defiant teenage beetle cuts, waving arms, torn hair, front seats darkly empty, a surge toward four deep gray suits, black velvet collars. From up here she can see the seats need repair. They creak and sigh into themselves with each teenage bounce. Such an old theater for such a boisterous show. Dust in the deep amber and blue arcs, these old lights. So close now, her boys, so close. Faces turn toward her. Finally, she can see how you'd notice her. You won't forget her. The last face she will ever see. My mother watches, transfixed, a country away. 9 months and one day later, I am born, neither early nor late. The second poem I'll read is called Underground at the Beatles Story Museum, Albert Dock, Liverpool. I've not told him I've left him to find you. I seek you all ends of this rusting seaport town, row on row of compact cars, the dim, grimy morning in Lisey Street. St. Luke's Church, bombed out and left as a reminder of a blitz just before you were born. This spire, chunks of architecture, spit to the ground by the Luftwaffe. Weedy granite behind metal gates, never repaired, never replaced, at protruding edges of this building. I stand on the front steps, a great chain across doors behind me. Look down Renshaw Street, pungent noise of cars, shops. I turn left into Bold Street, its steep, moist smells, exhaust, ripe fruit, jostled bodies, singing this street language. A fellow on the corner shouting, "Get your big issue, my love." I dig to find a pound, take the offered magazine. He calls to me as I leave, "I love you." Across Church Street, Lord Street, right on South John, and right again into Matthew. Tangle of wire and neon tubing, splinters of glass stick in the metal frame. Cavern, it used to say, before a casual wrecking ball crashed into it. This was never the cavern, just some ordinary pub called that back when everyone in Matthew Street was calling everything the cavern. Beetle Street, four lads who shook the world. Garish statue hung high over a warped boarded door, the ruin of a faceless Madonna holding three children's dolls, painted gold, heads thick with pigeon shit, the Lennon doll set apart, first to die. In the grapes, a darkened corner seat, aged green and cracking leather, a sharp black-and-white picture, you, Pete Best, George, John, drinking at this table. Oriental carpet, battered greens and blues, old smoke, orange leather on benches that could have been stolen from a church. I order a white wine spritzer at the bar, sit in your seat. A blond man by the window takes my picture, raises his pint toward me. I lift my glass to him, stroke this armrest. Your fingers were here, sore from sweating on frets 5 hours a night in the cavern club over the road. At the bar, a drunken white-haired man sways, "Don't you know who I am?" The bartender gives him a small bottle of Merlot port, her hands steady on the beer taps. "That's all for you, lad." I lean back, feel under my table for sticky signs of you, dig my thumbnail into the soft wood holding your hand sweat. I finish my drink, leave £2 on the table for the John Smith extra smooth ale I imagine buying you. Into sunlight, right on Matthew Street to South John Street, left on Cook, cross over Castle to Brunswick Street, reach the Strand to Wapping, left past Canning Dock to Albert Dock and underground, into the Beetle Story Museum. A wax statue of you in a fake Abbey Road set holds a replica Hofner base. Collarless grey jackets from a hard day's night, your empty suit on the dummy, its brown wooden neck like a headless doll. Swing my bare fist, punch a hole through glass. My hand goes numb, shards in the heel of my palm. I pull away jagged edges, toss them to the floor, push my arm through to reach your coat, tear it from the shoulders. The dummy thuds from the display case, bury my face in the jacket. My blood soaks your grey sleeves. The must and ruin haven't taken the sweetness from this decaying fabric. I can smell you.